Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. No Dominic, but I got a fine co-devil. He is Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. We call him Batman around here. Welcome back, Matt.
Hey, Crudy. Thanks for having me back on. It's always a pleasure.
Buddy, it is my pleasure to have you. It has been too long, man. I'm sorry I somehow lost your number or something, man.
Well, you found it just in time.
We did. We found it just in time. Matt, let's start with one of the big headlines of the day. Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, the esteemed Lindsey Graham, you know, he avoids subpoenas in Georgia actions where he just waded in as a congressman. Oh, senator, my bad. You know, just waded in legislatively in the electoral college outcomes of the state of Georgia for some unknown reason. But I think ultimately he'll have to testify. But perhaps is a way to, let's just say, change the subject away from himself and maybe the corruption of Bill Barr and the search warrants and various legal problems of, you know, his buddy Donald Trump. Well, Lindsey Graham has made himself arbiter of women's abortive rights. He has rolled out a national abortion ban, 15 weeks. Ah, man, what a fine time for Republicans to define themselves by the issue of abortion.
Yeah, I think what it tells me is that the Republicans are just at sea here as to how to respond to the public outcry, the vast majority of Americans not wanting the reversal of Roe v. Wade, Republicans in trouble at the polls over that decision, and over the position of people like Ron Johnson, who thinks the 1849 law here in Wisconsin is just fine and dandy, a law that bans abortions even in cases of rape and incest. And so Ron Johnson's not the only Republican who's in trouble on this position. I think Republicans across the country are in trouble, and the leadership of the Republican Party must feel, as Lindsey Graham does, that, you know, we got a problem here on our hands and we better do something about it. But what struck me was there's no unanimity among Republican senators about this. I saw several Republican senators saying Lindsey Graham is, you know, out there on his own and with his co-sponsor on this thing, and it's not the position of the party. And Ron Johnson himself says he'd rather, you know, leave it to the states. So I think there's a lot of confusion on the part of Republicans, and I think they haven't solved the problem with this trial balloon.
Trial balloon. I like how you put it. He's Matt Rothschild. We're talking a little politics. You can always be a part. We got Evan lightly screening the calls at 844-967-2789. But, you know, let's play Homer, as I often do. Let's look in our backyard, Matt. Let's look at what Ron Johnson had to say about this proposition. Journal Sentinel's reporting. And also a little reaction from Senator Tammy Baldwin, the good one. Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson today signaled they weren't on board with the GOP proposal that would ban abortions nationwide after 15 weeks of pregnancy, with Johnson claiming the issue should be left to the states and Baldwin decrying the effort. When asked if he would support the bill from South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham that would place federal restrictions on abortion, Johnson said, "Those decisions should be decided by we the people in the 50 states." Sort of a states' rights guy, that Johnson. Baldwin, a supporter of abortion rights, was more direct. "No one wants Lindsey Graham making personal health care decisions for women in America," she tweeted out Tuesday.
That's Tammy about as harsh as she gets.
Yeah, she's not really a street fighter, but don't mess with women's reproductive rights.
Tammy's tough, though. She can appear nice and sweet, and she is a tremendously nice person if you meet her in person. But she's been underestimated by a lot of people, including Tommy Thompson. But this is her throwing a punch.
Well, I tell you what, we will see her ability to shepherd legislation through the codification of same-sex marriage. Tammy Baldwin, she is leading that charge.
She is, and Ron just jumped ship on that this week, too.
So. Well, he's ever so courageous. Here is a little bit more from the reporting at the Journal Sentinel. Reaction to Graham's proposed, abortion ban. Graham's legislation comes weeks after the Supreme Court overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, protecting abortion rights, and would leave untouched laws in states with stricter provisions. The proposal, doesn't bring any sort of uniformity to all states' laws, just, a baseline harshness.
And if you want to be more harsh, go to it.
The proposal includes exceptions for rape and incest, as well as for abortions necessary to save the life of the mother.
But if other states have provisions on their books now that they've passed that don't have those exceptions, that's fine by Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The measure stands no chance of passage in a Democratic-controlled Congress. In a statement, Rojo spokesperson Alexa Henning did not say whether Johnson definitively opposed the Graham bill. As the senator has said many times, he believes this is a profound moral issue and agrees with the Dobbs decision to allow the democratic process to unfold in each state. So a moral decision that, depending on which state you may reside in, someone else gets to make for you.
And the decision's already been made for people here in Wisconsin, for women here in Wisconsin, in 1849, and we can't do anything about it right now, it seems, because of gerrymandering that leaves the Capitol, the Assembly and the State Senate anyway, firmly in the hands of Republicans. That law's not about to change anytime soon. And so what Johnson is saying in not so many words is, tough luck for women in Wisconsin.
Matt, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted myself here. Let me finish the statement from Henning. I'll try to give it to you all in one sentence. As the senator, Rojo, has said many times, he believes this is a profound moral issue and agrees with the Dobbs decision to allow the democratic process to unfold in each state to determine at which point society have a responsibility to protect life.
Yeah, in what both Ron Johnson and Lindsey Graham are saying is that there's no fundamental right for a woman in America. By affirming the Dobbs decision, that's what they are saying. There's no fundamental right for a woman in America to make this most difficult decision on her own or in consultation with her doctor or her family or a religious figure that she trusts. Instead, it's going to be, these folks who hate big government, it's going to be big government telling you what to do.
Well, Matt, Rojo previously backed 20-week abortion bans. He also signed on to an amicus brief last year urging the Supreme Court to uphold Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Is there anyone? Can he top it? In Wisconsin, doctors stopped providing abortions in June following the overturning of Roe v. Wade because of the state law passed in 1849 that outlaws all abortions except in situations where the mother's life is in danger. And we know that Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit in June challenging the 1849 law, claiming it's unenforceable because it conflicts with the abortion measures state lawmakers have passed since. I don't know that I love that legal tact, Matt, but, at least they're putting something out there, some effort on behalf of women's rights. But let's talk about the other guy, the guy that would be governor, Tim Michels.
He loved the Dobbs decision. He said it was perfect. He doesn't believe in an exception for rape or incest.
He does not. Talking about Tim Michels, gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Wisconsin, GOP, if you didn't know, the Trump endorsed. He's down for the 1849 law and all the parts thereof. No exceptions for rape, no exceptions for incest.
88% of the people of Wisconsin disagree with that position. I mean, that is a hard sell for Tim Michels, and this is how extreme this guy is. I mean, if your daughter is raped, she can't get an abortion. I mean, that is just, as a father, that is just about one of the most appalling things that anyone could say to me. And I'm sure there, you know, every woman listening to this who's, you know, ever been assaulted is just horrified that that's the position of Tim Michaels. But there it is.
Man, I would wonder, you know, we've seen this prior standard for viability. And I'm not pretending to be a doctor. But I certainly think there could be a revisiting of what viability means scientifically. I think there have been advances in science, certainly since 1849. But it still comes down to, is it for me or you or Lindsey Graham to determine these rights for women? And women, their reaction in this very elective cycle, man, it's kind of, you know, they're fighting for their rights here. And I hope they understand that. And I'm not here to, you know, I'm not here to tell them what to do, but I'd be fighting for my rights, man. You know what I mean?
I think women are fighting for their rights right now. And I'm not an OBGYN either. Trudy, you'll be shocked to hear, but
nor do we play them on the radio.
But for what I hear, you know, a lot of the horrible fetal abnormalities aren't clear at 15 weeks.
Yeah.
And so if this Lindsey Graham idea ever got into law, you know, women would really be over the barrel in those very, very difficult circumstances that some women and we all probably know some women, or I know an OBGYN down in Janesville who had to deal with this situation. You know, after this Dobbs decision, you know, she had to, you know, call a couple other doctors to get their permission to basically help save this woman's life, because, you know, she was at risk if she didn't get, you know, so many people to sign off on it. And her patient was really at risk. And this is what we're doing here in Wisconsin in the year, you know, 2022. I mean, it's really unbelievable the way they want to turn the clock back. Now they're in Wisconsin's turned back all the way to 1849.
Well, Ron Johnson's, his kids are married now, right? His daughter, she's 39. Seen the wedding photo. I assume she's still married. You know, in the clause for the family trust, Rojo's got a lot of money. If the children had children out of wedlock, one was okay, but the second one got you disinherited. Did you know that was part of Rojo's family trust?
That's harsh.
For his own kids? What do you do if you're pregnant the second time around, Rojo, and your daughter really wants the money, but, you know, there's that inconvenient pregnancy?
I don't get a lot of sympathy out of Ron Johnson. I think he was absent the day they were sending around sympathy and empathy.
Come back, more Devils Advocates with Batman, my co-devil.
I wonder if you're the worst person I've ever met.
And we can all look in a mirror and find some blame somewhere.
Boo!
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Your calls always welcome here. Got to find code Devil in Dominic's absence. It's Batman, our good friend Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. But let's go to the phones. They're starting to stack up. We got one of our nearest, dearest profane friends, Profane Ronnie. How you doing, sister? Welcome back.
Hiya, honey. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Profane Ronnie. How are you?
I'm living the dream, as I always am. I gotta really try to not be profane, so I'm going to use the word arse. These Republicans talk out of both sides of their arses. They drive me crazy. Oh, we're all about states' rights, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, I want a national ban on abortion. So here's my national ban on abortion, 15 weeks. Unless your state has something that's even shorter, then we're going to take that. But the states that have anything that's longer than that or no ban, no, you don't get states' rights. It's like, do you see your own hypocrisy? This is just, but they don't. They don't see their hypocrisy. And it drives me crazy. I mean, are they stupid? I don't know.
Ronnie, do they think women aren't going to notice? Do they think women aren't going to vote on this issue? I mean, I've seen a number of Republicans who basically downplay the issue and say, you know, it's a wash. women aren't going to care that much. And, you know, some care a lot, but, you know, there's a bunch that care about pro-life issues, anti-abortion issues. So it's all a wash. It's all about inflation and the price of gas.
Right. And the other thing, like, in this same vein is now there's all these medications that they're going to try to either eliminate you from taking them, prohibit you from taking them, because, ooh, if you're pregnant or may become pregnant, this could be a problem. So, you know, so sorry that you have depression or asthma or heart disease or whatever, you know, in case you get pregnant, we're not going to allow you to take that. It's, I mean, this is going to bite them in the arse. It just is, because it's going to affect a lot of people that are going to go, okay, this might be a step too far.
Ronnie, you know what else I think could be a step too far? Tim Michaels, he and his wife, through their family foundation, gave money to different groups. And amongst these groups are those that are tracking women through their cell phones when they go into a Planned Parenthood. So basically, they can drop this pin and say, I want to advertise to anyone that comes within 10 feet of this pin. And the pin is the Planned Parenthood Clinic. And then they're chasing you with these anti-abortive ads forevermore. And above and beyond the fact, it's quite intrusive. I mean, you know, how much more intrusive could it be than I'm going to visit my doctor talking about something serious? But, you know, it's not just women that are pregnant that use these clinics. I mean, literally, men use these clinics. I know Chris Kapinga was in a committee hearing in the state of Wisconsin. He was so dismissive of the concept that anyone other than pregnant women seeking abortions ever went to Planned Parenthood. Well, like 6,000 men in the state of Wisconsin used to get services from Planned Parenthood each and every year. Well, I'd be getting pings. They'd be telling me not to abort. It seemed creepy to me, Ronnie, and a little line crossy, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, a little Big Brother Orwellian. Before I got my job at the post office, before I had good health insurance, I went to Planned Parenthood just for birth control. And, you know, it kept me from getting pregnant, which is the whole thing that Republicans, you know, they don't want unplanned pregnancies. Well, no, they don't want abortions. I don't think they care about unplanned pregnancies. They just don't want abortions. But, I mean, I just don't see how other people don't see how hypocritical most of what they say is. It is so frustrating.
Ronnie,
I'm glad I have you guys to vent to.
Well, you always have us, as long as you keep it just short of profane. But, Ronnie,
I know.
How about your girlfriends or their daughters, people you know? Is this a politically energizing issue? Where you're at, I know you're in the Waukesha County area.
I sure hope it is. I've been mostly hanging out with my union brothers and sisters this month or this summer. So, you know, yeah, of course, we're all tuned into all of this. I'm going to spend the weekend with six people. There will be six of us total, and all five of them lean Republican. None of them are Trumpies, but they're like Kip, my husband, who is Republican. And, you know, I'm going to kind of feel them out, how they feel about this whole thing. But it's just, I don't know. My husband still thinks we're going to get shellacked this fall. And I just nod and say, well, we'll see. You know, I don't think we're going to get shellacked at all.
Ask Kip, how could he be Republican and rock and roll? Those things don't go together.
I know, right?
I think he's secretly a liberal, Ronnie. You just got to get him in the right mood.
I'm doing my best.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I'm doing my best.
I bet you are, sister. Appreciate you listening. Our pal Profane Ronnie, always appreciate when our friends call us, or you could be a friend. Or, you know, you could just be a pain in my ass like CJ occasionally is. But, you know, we still take his calls with some frequency at 844-967-2789. Andy, I see you there, but I'm going to make you wait until after this short break. Got a little break coming up. A little pause for the cause. You know how it goes, Andy. Got to pay some bills around here. but I got to find Co-Devil. I'm sorry you didn't. Crudy dominated. He filibustered the entire segment. Man, final thoughts.
Well, Republicans don't care about hypocrisy. I mean, Ronnie was saying, don't they see it? Of course they see it. They don't care. They don't think the people are going to care. They're going to get out there any message that they want. They don't care if they said negative, you know, not X yesterday. I'll say X today. It doesn't bother them at all. They don't lose sleep over it. I don't think Lindsey Graham's losing any sleep. They're that cynical. And I think they should, you know, we should make them pay for it at the polls.
I hope we do. And by we, I mean women and the rest of us, but especially women. Come back, more Devils. Matt Rothschild, my fine co-devil.
We're number one. We beat anybody.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I got to find Co-Devil today. He is Matt Rothschild, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. They are the good governance vigilantes. He's Batman, and he's in studio with me. I appreciate you coming around today, Matt. And we got some callers. We can take your call at 844-967-2789. Be patient like our friend Andy, and we'll eventually get to you. Andy from Beaver Dam, how you doing, fella? Say hi to Matt Rothschild.
Well, hello, Crudy, and especially hello to Matt.
Hey, Andy.
You're quite the guy for Democratic governance and so forth. Let's look at the two candidates for our Republican candidates. One guy, you know, he didn't learn his lesson back in 2004. He just drops in with a pocket of money and a pickup truck and decides.
Andy, we're talking about the carpetbagger Tim Michaels now, right?
That's correct. We're talking about Dodge County's own Tim Michaels. I mean, that's where he grew up. And, you know, it's like he smothers the television with ads and you know, how he's going to really change things around. And, you know, it's like, forget it. You know, I don't even know what would be an incentive to vote for such a guy because he's so out of touch.
Well, he'll turn Madison upside down, Andy, of course. Isn't that all you need to know? That's his policy, turn it upside down.
Bring in the dump truck and we'll dump a load of dirt on the square. But anyway, then we got Ron, who, you remember when you guys used to have him on once in a while? And
I do.
He seemed really civil. I mean, he was a friend, even though he was on the opposite side of the political spectrum. And he turns in, you know, he promised he was only going to run for one term. And now here he is, he's running for a third term because he has this thirst for power. And he's saying the most stupidest things that you could ever come out over the last 9 months or a year. So I don't know. I hope Ronnie's right when she says she hopes that most women recognize, you know, we're only men. We're not in that position of like women are. But why would you want to elect these guys who are basically, as they used to refer to, chauvinist pigs? You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me that they would be, you know, have any kind of an influence over the voters. And let's hope that they don't, you know.
No, from your lips, Andy, to female voters' ears and all voters, really, quite frankly, what about any of the policy propositions of Tim Michaels or Ron Johnson? Does any voter really find appealing? I mean, if you're a millionaire, billionaire sort, that tax cut sure is nice. But other than that, what's Ron Johnson really offer any Wisconsinite, Matt?
You know, he's just, you know, doing I'm Joe Wisconsin ads. That's what he's doing when he's not attacking Mandela Barnes. He's just doing, you know, here I am with my family. Here I am with the fish on the hook.
I learned one thing about Ron Johnson, and I've interviewed this guy 25 times or more. I did not know he played guitar.
I know that's a weird image, isn't it?
Like, I'm Ron Johnson and I play guitar.
I mean, he's got to know he's got an image problem, but, you know, the one thing that worries me is The negative stuff about Ron Johnson is already kind of baked in the cake. People know about all the stupid things he said, though he says new stupid things all the time, too. And now, you know, they're just hitting Mandela Barnes with all these ugly, hideous ads. And I wonder whether those are having an effect. I sure hope they're not. But, you know, that remains to be seen. It seems like he's got a floor of 44% that he won't go lower than. It's amazing that there are 44% of Wisconsinites who want to keep Ron Johnson in his job.
Well, new polling coming out this week. I've been working on the side here. Side hustling Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School polling. Pollster extraordinaire. He'll come by and talk about the new polling. And we will probably see whether or not these deplorable sort of ads targeting. And some are just dog whistle racial politics. And Ron's ads are worse than the Republican NRC or whatever it is ads. But hey, before we get too far away from the proposition, the 15-week abortion ban, we do have sound. It dropped late. Evan did the hard work. If you don't mind, Matt, let's sneak in. Senator Lindsey Graham putting forth his proposition for your reproductive rights. Cut number 30, please.
If this bill came to the floor, it would get a lot of support among Republicans and hopefully a handful of Democrats. And I make a prediction. If we stay on this and keep talking about it, maybe less than a decade from now, this will be law.
Maybe less than a decade from now, this will be law. But with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, it is law in a lot of states, including the state of Wisconsin, right frickin' now. More from Lindsey Graham. I do declare, who should we look like? Cut 31.
Should we look like Iran and North Korea when it comes to national abortion policy? Or maybe France, Belgium, Germany, Spain, Denmark, and Norway?
I'm not sure which ones he's advocating for, man.
And I'm surprised he likes some social democratic Scandinavian and Northern European countries all of a sudden. But look, you know, every day that abortion is in the news, and Lindsey Graham put it in the news today, is a bad day for Republicans. This is a losing issue for them. And I bet that the head of the Republican National Committee is not real happy with him today because it's taken some of the steam away from other issues that are bad for Democrats. But here you got Lindsey Graham pushing this thing forward. And every time the abortion issue surfaces, more women are getting upset and more women are going to turn out to vote. I know a good Catholic family here in Dane County, very liberal, except the father is anti-abortion. And he told me, you know, this issue is getting my three daughters up because they don't want their freedom to choose taken away from them.
No, I can't imagine they would. There was a new inflation report that came out this morning. And of course, if Republicans are just beating that drum, inflation, well, you think you would want that exacerbated through the news cycle. But Lindsey Graham, I do declare, he changed the news cycle and made the topic of the news cycle about controlling women's reproductive rights.
Yeah, he stepped on their message today.
And again, this is an electoral loser, I think, man. But, you know, he's got God. God's got his back, apparently, he thinks. But it still takes 60 votes, and you don't have 60. Cut 32, Senator Lindsey Graham.
I don't know how they were going to get to 60 on their bill, but I think we'll do better than they did. I think there are a couple Democrats that will be with us, maybe, hope, pray, right? I think the public's with us.
No, not
the
really.
Not, the public is not with us.
That is not what the polling would seem to indicate. More from Lindsey Graham, I do declare.
That was an ugly laugh by him, by the way.
Really, he has a strange tone here, doesn't he? More from Lindsey, cut 33.
If we take back the House and the Senate, I can assure you we'll have a vote on our bill. If the Democrats are in charge, I don't know if we'll ever have a vote on our bill.
Is this a rallying cry, really, for Republicans? I can't believe it.
That seems like a very clear reason why to defeat Republicans this fall, and you'll never have to worry about bans like this in a nationwide fashion. More from Lindsey Graham. Why 15 weeks? Lindsey, cut 34.
I feel comfortable at 15 weeks. The science
tells
us
he feels comfortable.
That the nerve endings are developed to the point that the unborn child feels pain.
That's not true. 24 weeks is that threshold. Scientifically, the current threshold of pain, according to medical science, is 24 weeks. So he is blatantly lying through his teeth there. One more from Lindsey Graham. Cut 35, please.
We should have a law at the federal level that would say after 15 weeks, no abortion on demand, except in cases of rape, incest, to save the life of the mother.
No, you just lost Tim Michaels. Because Tim Michaels, the GOP gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Wisconsin, would offer no such carve-outs, Matt.
This is Lindsey Graham being smarter than Tim Michaels, though, which isn't really hard, I don't think.
What is this, the half-warm porridge version of an abortion ban? Somehow this thin gruel is supposed to appeal to, you know, the pro-lifers, but, you know, they're not rabidly pro-life. Who's this appealing to?
I think he's trying to appeal to Republican suburban women by just saying, look, you know, we can be so-called reasonable on this issue, even though his bill would allow states that have no exception for rape or incest or the life of the mother, you know, still have their reactionary Neanderthal laws on the books. So
I hope you don't live in the Dallas or the Houston suburbs.
Yeah. So,
or let's say the Milwaukee suburbs of Waukesha, because it'd be illegal there as well.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think Lindsey Graham's popular in Waukesha with this right now. And I think women in Waukesha can see right through this BS.
844-967-2789. Another one of our friends, Gene from Eau Claire. Do you see through it, Jeannie?
What a joke. I mean, come on. Then what about the woman that didn't call in right away to report that they were raped? How do you prove that? It's such BS. How do you prove the mother's life's at stake? Well, when she's dead? This is so sickening. They're just forced pregnancy, period, and I'm sick of those Republicans going after women. They're a sick bunch of you-know-what. But I got one thing real quick to say.
Yes,
and that's
ma'am.
Them ads against Mandela Barnes. Nothing burns me up more than those ads, and they are so psychologically punching because now they've cut them down really quickly because whenever I'm on, like, YouTube or something that sticks the ad on there, I try to stop it, and then say, don't show me this ad anymore, and then you only get three choice, and I click inaccurate. Now they're making their ad so short that they're just showing Mandela Barnes' face and negative stuff, and we need to fight back. Anybody that's got money, put them ads and show what a son of a gun Johnson is, all the crap that he's pulled, shortcuts, just a real quickie, and the ugliness that he's caused, because you need to fight fire with fire, because Mandela Barnes needs to fight fire with fire, but not necessarily him, but his supporters need to fight back against Johnson. I can't believe it. I get so frustrated. I get really angry because they show it in just seconds, and that's my background psych. That's enough to do it. If they keep doing it long enough at cheap slots, they need to go after Johnson, like whoever can needs to go after Johnson in the same way. But anyway, that's my 50 cents worth, and you guys have a good day, and thank you for your show. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate you listening. 844-967-2789. Earlier today, I was in communications with the Mandela Barnes campaign, and I would expect Mandela will come round here on this fine program soon. He's been on the show more times than Ron Johnson, for sure. We've known Mandela since he was a young legislator out of Milwaukee, and we look forward to having him come back on the show. There has been some accusations that Mandela's team really hasn't wanted him out there in the media. And I'm not quite sure why that would be, because Mandela's a very compelling guy. He's a great communicator. He's super chill, man. The guy, like, seems unflappable. No, I'm not sure if he is. I'm sure we all have our moments, but I've never seen him angry. I get angry readily, but he doesn't get angry like that, man.
He's also great in small groups. Very charming man. Very nice man. I've known him for a long time. He is going to have to face the media, though. He is going to have to take questions from reporters at events at some point. I think the sooner the better. I have faith that he can handle himself real well. I'm sure his campaign is going to prep him real well. And so, you know, just go out there, do a little press conference, take 5-10 questions, and move on. You'll be fine.
We know there is now an announced gubernatorial debate. Just one, though. Just one between Michaels and Evers here in the state of Wisconsin. It bothers me just a little bit, and I guess they did this during the Walker Evers campaigns as well. But Friday night, you think Friday night? Well, a lot of people go out on Friday night. A lot of kids, high school sports are played on Friday night. Friday night's sort of a big night for high school football, and it is a WBA debate, which any station that's a WBA member, and we are, can play out. And we'll play it here in Madison, but I'm not preempting the football, not in other markets, man.
Yeah, I think it's a sign that neither candidate is that confident about their guy being able to be a great debater, because there's not going to be a lot of coverage, not a lot of viewership, listenership. And unless one of them makes a terrible guffaw, a terrible mistake, it's going to be a nothing burger.
Come back, more Devils. Always chock full of goodness.
My party is going bat crazy.
I do declare, Mr. Bowen.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got to warn Matt Rothschild. Those might be open microphones, fella.
I kept it clean. No worries.
I got the vigilante of good governance. He is Matt Rothschild. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And most importantly, he's our friend and my co-devil today. So, you know, feel free to join us. We still take the calls at 844-967-2789. But Matt, since I caught you on an open mic, let's talk about what we were talking about during the break. I'm going to put you on the spot, fella. Tony Evers does not have a reputation of being, let's just say, a dynamic communicator. He's not probably going to wow anyone on the debate stage. But for any of us, and I watched those earlier Republican debates, oh, Tim Michaels is a hack. Tim Michaels was holding on for dear life. I mean, at any moment, you could tell he knew he could be exposed as a complete empty suit phony. I mean, because I am shocked that he gives money to some of these extreme political causes, anti-abortion causes, because he seems like such a stuffed suit, like he doesn't care. What did the consultants tell me to say? Just plug me in and I'll go say it.
Right. And he doesn't dance well on his feet. I mean, I saw him, you know, Trump was in state and Trump gave the microphone over to Michaels. Michaels didn't know what to say. It was kind of embarrassing.
See him do the Trump imitation?
I didn't know.
Here's how he does his Trump imitation. I'm doing a Trump imitation now. He doesn't do any affectation. I know mine is horrible, but so is Tim Michaels. I mean, it's like I don't even make any effort. He's got no funny stories. And when Trump was like, and we went to that Waukesha rally, we're trying to fill, right? Trump's late, bad weather out of somewhere, and Trump can't fly out yet. So we're, you know, they're pulling in Mike Lindell off the live screen, and they keep giving guys like Tim Michaels the microphone. He goes out there and he's got no, I mean, give a politician a microphone. Give me a microphone. I could go out there for an hour. I'd do an hour. I got material, Matt. He's got no material. He's got nothing to say about himself, and he's running for governor.
Yeah. And that's, you know, Tony Evers, you know, he may not be the most gifted natural politician that we've ever seen in our state. The two most gifted ones I ever saw were Tommy Thompson and Ed Garvey, actually. Mm. You know, Tony Evers knows the issues real well. He comes across just as he is, just a super nice guy. You'd love to have as a neighbor. He's your kid's physics teacher in high school. That's who he is. That's who he was. He's always been the same guy. And he's a Wisconsinite through and through. And, you know, Tim Michaels has a little harder time saying that.
You know, I think some that listen to this show know that Tony Evers got in my face and kind of trash talked me a little bit post debate. Can you see sort of that sort of animus-filled confrontation happening up on the stage? Oh, could Tony Evers go talk some smack and Tim Michaels here?
I think he'd be a little more gentle.
Why would he be though? I mean, if you want to beat that son of a bitch, don't you have to go, you know, do what you got to do to win the debate, Tony?
Oh, I think Tony would win the debate anyway, because I think his knowledge base is so much deeper than Tim Michaels, which is about as deep as an ashtray. And so I don't think he'd have a problem there on substance. The question is on style, and I just think Evers' style, unless he's confronted by someone like you who got under his collar or under his skin somehow, I think he'd play it cool.
How about that whole notion? Wisconsinites and voters in general just want a candidate they can go have a beer with. How do you think that factors in? I think Michaels, you know, all things considered, he's playing himself as the common Joe. You know, I know he's from Connecticut. I know he's a rich guy, but that's not what he's accentuating on the ads. I wear boots to work. I'm like you. Let's go have a beer. That's the notion, right? So can you envision a Wisconsin electorate to think, yeah, I'd have a beer with that guy?
I don't think so. He just, I think Evers is just a much more comfortable old shoe than Tim Michaels, who people have got to wonder about because of his, you know, multi-million dollar mansion in Connecticut, and he doesn't have his kids going to school here. And, you know,
I bet they're rooting against. I mean, their whole lives would be disrupted. They'd get moved halfway across the country if he actually won the governor's race here in the state of Wisconsin. That'd be incredibly disruptive to the Michaels family.
It would be a weird election night, wouldn't it? Being there with the Michaels family.
No!
You didn't win.
They'd cry like Melania cried.
Yeah, it would be like Melania on the day of the election. So, yeah, I think Tony Evers will do fine. I think Michaels is going to show up as that empty suit that you always see him in, and I see him in too. And his just absolute extreme positions on this abortion issue, I think it's a killer for him, and there's no way he can get around it.
But is the Evers campaign doing an effective job of painting their opponent as an extremist, Matt? Because I think he is. I think that Tim Michaels is a freaking extremist. Why aren't they calling a spade? Or whose role is that? Is there a, you're the guy that watches all the dark money spending. Is that normally the role of third-party expenditure groups? Who normally makes those sort of accusations?
And they are doing that. The Democrat Governors Association is a big spender. They're going to be running ads like that.
The DGA.
Yeah. Or, of course, the Republican Governors Association are going to run the anti-Evers ads. I mean, we're just going to be drowning in this outside money.
844-967-2789. I would like to swim in outside money like Scrooge McDuck over here. Not so far, but call us. 844-96-PARTY. Joe from Madison. Welcome back, Joe. What do you got for us? Hey, Joe. Not hearing the phones. Where's Joe? Oh, maybe she's asleep at the switch. Wake up, Joe.
Hey, I'm there. You hear me now?
I hear you now. I don't know what happened, but welcome. What do you got for us?
Okay. I would suggest on this abortion situation that we move to the north. That would be the lovely nation of Canada. Canada has no laws that restrict abortion at any stage of pregnancy, period. It's considered a medical procedure that's funded by government health services. And they don't waste time on all of this malarkey. I would call it malarkey. It's just ridiculous that we have men in Washington deciding which week is a good week or not a good week, and maybe yes in case of health of the mother. No, make it only if they face death. Enough of this. Let's just emulate Canada. Abortion, any point in a woman's pregnancy, it's a government-funded procedure.
Oh, Joe, that's you know we're not going to imitate Canada. They're way too woke for the Republican Party. But, Joe, will we throw the bums out here? Will women come out and rise up and vote like hell and win at the ballot box in the midterms?
Boy, I don't know. To be following a law from 1849, I see some problems there. I really would hope that we'd be a little bit more, dare we say, modern than that, Canadian than that. Let us go Canadian.
Yeah,
going. I think college age women
appreciate you listening, Joe.
Are going to get registered and turn out to vote in ways that we haven't seen ever. So I think campus registration, campus get out the vote drives, those are going to be huge, and that may tip the balance too.
Well, that and the audience of the greatest radio show ever, we will be victorious. Come back, hour two, the happier happy hour. More of Batman, Matt Rothschild, my fine co-devil.
I drink your milkshake.
Drink it.
I liked beer. I still like beer.